Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name. But when he spoke by faith in the name of Jesus, that demon of hell left that little girl's toes. And that little girl, can you imagine when you go in there after 10 o'clock at night and you look at your little daughter's feet and they're coming off the toenails? You've had her to the doctor, nothing works, and her toenails are split open. How long does it take a toenail once it's split open to grow out? Days or weeks. But what happened overnight? Is that a miracle healing? Sure it is. Is that the kind of God we serve? Yeah. Absolutely. They'd done that by faith in that little girl. In fact, months and months later, that little girl totally healed. And I walked out. She's still about this big and just a little bitty lady. She's 10 years old or 11 or something like that now. Well, I walked out church one night. One day was all walking out. They come around the corners. I come down the middle and I reached over and laid my hand on her head and patted on her head, and she looked up at me. I said, honey, how's your athlete's foot? She said, it's gone, Mr. Scribner. I said, honey, you forgot them two verses? She said, no, sir. I've got them two verses right here. I said, honey, you don't never forget them two verses. And when you go through high school, you will be a holy terror to the devil. When a little girl that's 8 or 9 years old has seen her daddy cast a demon out of her feet and seen them instantly healed overnight, she's seen the Word of God work. And that little girl won't never be the same, will she, Ann? No. She knows God's Word works. She saw it. And tomorrow night after church, we're going to film their video. We're going to video their testimony. I've been trying for 3 or 4 months to get them down where I can get that testimony on film. And the devil has done something. But tomorrow night, we got an appointment. And we're going to be out there to their home, and we're going to actually film that. I've heard him tell that 2 or 3 times at different places. And every time he tells it, he just cries, talking about the power of our God. Hey, if that'll work for that young little Baptist boy, 28, 29 years old, if he can cast a demon out of his daughter and she gets instantly healed, who will he work for? Anybody that'll believe God. Now then, if I'd have told them that, and she'd have told her husband, he'd have said, you know, I don't care what Thurman says. I mean, my daughter can't have a demon. I mean, don't you know what the pastor says in a Baptist church? You can't have a demon. He's crazy. Well, guess what? She'd still be sick. But until you cast out that demon, that's why many people don't never get healed. It's because they don't know their sickness is a demon. Most sickness and disease is a demon. If you have taken care of your physical body, you have exercised it right, and you have walked in obedience to God's Word, and you got something wrong with you, I'm telling you, if your body didn't heal on its own, you got a demon. It's that simple. Now then, we'll see what we can do. With the Holy Spirit, we want to make sure that we got the Holy Spirit. We got the Holy Spirit. When we speak, it happens. And Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, I want you to see again what it says about the name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, it says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. So when you come to do something, whose name should you come in on this earth? The name of Jesus. Now then, why do you think that the devil has got the whole Catholic Church praying in the name of Mary? Deceived them. Does anything happen when you pray in the name of Mary? No, not really. Is it possible, let me ask you this, is it possible as a Catholic, if you want something and you're praying for somebody and you pray in the name of Mary, is it possible that what you pray for could happen? Yes. And guess who could answer that prayer? The devil. That's exactly right. Who is the god of this world? Satan. He is the prince of the power of the air of this world. And how powerful is he? He's very powerful. Without the name of Jesus, you don't have a chance against the devil. Not a chance. Like a little girl I know of, that she had a problem and with her leg, and she couldn't get healed, and she went to one of these, these people that she went to, and she went there, and this person laid hands on her and spoke some words over her and gave her a little locket and said, "Now, as long as you wear this locket, you will always be healed." And so for several years, she had no more problem with that leg. And one day she got born again and come to church, and she was telling a man of God about this. He said, "Would you mind if I look at that little locket?" She said, "No, I've been wearing it religiously, because she told me as long as I wore it, I would never have to be sick again." So he opened it up, and there was a little bitty piece of paper in there. And he unfolded it and read it and said, "This girl has given her soul to me. As long I have healed her so that her soul will be mine in hell." He told the little girl, he said, "Little girl, we need to go through a deliverance. You need to repent. Although you didn't know this, we need to cast out this demon and we need to destroy that locket." And they did. And the little girl was delivered, and she's still totally healed, but now by the power of the blood of Jesus instead of by the devil. Come up here. I want these questions where I can hear them.
Where it says, where two or more are gathered in my name, does the Holy Spirit count as one?
No. Two on this earth. For Matthew 18:19 to work for you, you need two human beings.
Okay.
Two human beings. And, of course, there's many other places that he's given you the authority to pray by yourself. Like Mark 11, you know, Matthew 17, Matthew 21. All those mighty promises you can pray by faith yourself. But this is the most powerful way to get it done. In the name of Jesus. You can be by yourself. You can be yourself. Of course, the Lord Jesus is always with you and the Holy Spirit's always in you. If you're a born-again Christian, you can't get rid of Him. He's there. It's like the other night a man asked me, he said, "Thurman, would you pray for Jesus to be with me this week?" I said, "No." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Open your Bible to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 and 19, and read that." And he read it, and he said, "And I'm going back to heaven, and lo, I will be with you always." I said, "You don't have to ask for the Lord to be with you. He promised He would be with you always. So you don't have to ask Him to be here. That's a waste of my breath. Ain't no use asking for something that's already yours. Is that right?" Sure. So you don't ask Him for something. Ask for something that's not yours. And Mark 9. Let's turn over to Mark 9:39. Jim, how much film do we have left?
25 minutes.
Okay. But Jesus said, in Mark chapter 9, verse 39, but Jesus said, "Do not forbid him. For no one who works a miracle in my name can soon afterwards speak evil of me. Or he who is not against us is on our side. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, assuredly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward." So anytime you give anything to anybody, who should you give it in? Whose name? In the name of Jesus. If you give somebody some money for something, you should say, "I give this in the name of Jesus." That's just like when you give money to church. Do you just give your money to the church? Do you just tithe and don't say nothing? Well, if you do, shame on you. You should give your money to the Lord, to the church, and say, "Lord, I'm sowing my seed in the name of Jesus. I expect a good harvest. Because you told me in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto me. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall man give into my bosom. So, Lord, I'm giving this $100. I expect a 30 or 60 or 100-fold return. I expect a good harvest on this money I'm sowing into your kingdom. You promised me in Philippians 4:19 that if I'll be a tither and give, you'll meet all my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, I consider all my needs met, and I want to thank you and praise you." And as you go, guess what happens? All of your needs are met. And the money comes in abundance. But it only comes in if you speak it by faith in the name of Jesus. How many Christians? I've known many Christians that have gone to church all their life. I even know preachers that were tithers and could never live where they needed to live. And all that would come out of their mouth, I don't understand why I can't be blessed. I've given. I just can't get my needs met. I can't afford a car. I got this old junker. And I said, sir, I've done this to so many of them. Your problem is 1 inch below your nose. You're speaking the wrong things. Start speaking God's Word. And I've never had a man fail when he starts speaking God's Word. The blessings and the miracles of God begin to flow. Why do you think it is the devil wants you to say the wrong thing? Because you have what you say with your mouth. It's awesome. You have another question? Say all that from right there, right quick.
I grew up on the mission field. I've been on the mission field in Thailand for close to 30 years. And I've seen Buddhist priests and I've seen witch doctors do things in the miraculous, confirming what Thurman said, that people will do things to get glory for themselves. Well, we know that the magicians of Pharaoh also did things. But what happened was that the word of the living God was higher and stronger than those snakes, and the snake, which was the rod of Moses, ate up those things. So anything that, and we also know that the Antichrist will come and will do signs and wonders in whose name? Not in Jesus' name. But we know that the name that is above every name is the name of Jesus. That will conquer everything.
Amen. But see, that's what fools people. When people don't understand when they pray in the name of Mary. Just like I was talking to a Catholic lady the other day. And I was telling her she was praying about something. And I heard her pray in the name of Mary. I said, now you need to pray in the name of Jesus. She said, oh, but Thurman, I get my prayers answered in the name of Mary. I said, but you better be very careful. Because I said, the one that answered that prayer can come and make that prayer happen in a way that you won't like. Because there's only one name that's really has power above every name. And that's the name of Jesus. But see, Satan will deceive you.
Stop right there on the teaching today. But we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and He's a mighty God, and we love serving Him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.